From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed nine people Friday night in the Bavarian state capital of Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. The 18-year-old, identified only as David S., received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care, according to Thomas Steinkraus-Koch, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office. In addition to suffering from depression, the suspect had fears of contact with others, Steinkraus-Koch said at a Sunday news conference. The shooter, who killed himself after the attack, did not target specific people, nor is there evidence that the shootings were politically motivated, according to Steinkraus-Koch. The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. The announcement came after an IOC meeting on Sunday. The IOC said it is up to individual sports federations to determine whether to clear Russian athletes for the Olympics. A recent World Anti-Doping Agency report cited widespread state-sponsored doping by Russian athletes at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, and called for the IOC to ban all Russian athletes and officials from the Summer Games in Brazil. Lead WADA investigator Richard McLaren said that evidence shows a Moscow laboratory operated for the protection of doped Russian athletes within a state-dictated fail-safe system. This is VOA News. A British-based human rights group says Syrian government airstrikes struck five makeshift hospitals Saturday in rebel-held areas, killing one infant and jeopardizing medical care for more than 200,000 civilians in rebel-held areas. The Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes disabled four clinics in the provincial capital of Aleppo and one in Atareb, just west of the city. Syrian government and allied forces last week surrounded rebel-held sections of Aleppo, which had been contested for 4 years. The siege has reportedly created food shortages for residents in those rebel-held areas. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers attacked demonstrators. U.S. Democrats gathered Sunday for the national convention set to acclaim former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party's 2016 presidential nominee, the first time a major U.S. political party is picking a woman as its standard bearer. The convention is opening Monday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, known as the City of Brotherly Love. Clinton is headed to the party's quadrennial convention after naming Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Clinton told cheering supporters in Miami Saturday that Kaine is everything that Donald Trump and his Republican running mate Mike Pence are not, ready to become president if she were to die in office. Kaine also criticized Trump.
What does Donald Trump say about these great Americans, these 2 million? He repeatedly calls the American military, quote, a disaster. And just this week, Donald Trump said that as president, he'd consider turning America's back on our decades-old commitments to our allies.
Trump has called for building a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart the stream of undocumented migrants from entering the country. A new Associated Press GFK poll says more and more Americans are in favor of tougher gun laws, but are pessimistic that lawmakers will do anything soon to bring about changes. Nearly two-thirds of the respondents support stricter gun laws, while most favor nationwide bans on the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.